So you want to be a dealer. The business of marijuana, behind the smoke, navigating the shadows of the illicit cannabis trade. Smart strategy matters. Marijuana dealing is not unlike launching a small business. As any entrepreneur knows, you need a business plan to start, and that involves considerable research. While you don't need a business plan to be a marijuana dealer, you are just like any other entrepreneur in that you need to do your research if you want to be successful at it and stay out of trouble. In addition to learning everything you can online, you need to take a three-pronged approach to getting established: finding a supplier and gaining allies, building a network, and doing copious amounts of observational research. Let's begin with the difference between a supplier and a grower and how they do business. Suppliers versus growers. It may seem like a moot point, but it's not. A wholesale supplier is not the same as a grower, although often a person can be both. In other words, most suppliers are like brokers, the middleman. They keep a tight seal on any information related to their grower because if their clients knew who they were, they'd go straight to the source. Dealing directly with a grower is cheaper. However, not all growers are willing to sell product, even if you found them. And most will not deal with you anyway unless they trusted you. That said, if you do happen to link with one who is, and you trust them, hang on to them. Growers can give you specific timelines on a crop, or when a particular strain you are interested in will be ready. You get whatever questions you have answered right from the horse's mouth. A grower knows more about his product and can give you a better price. Otherwise, get used to dealing with a supplier once you get going. The general rule of thumb is that you have to work your way up the ladder anyway. Nothing can be accomplished by trying to go over anyone's head. You all too quickly gain a bad reputation, and no one will want to deal with you. Yes, your supplier is buying from someone else and raising the price, but that's just business. The advantage to dealing with them is that they have open access to more than one grower, so they can offer you more variety of product. And keep in mind that some suppliers are actually growers posing as middlemen in order to protect themselves from authorities. Respect their boundaries. Finding a wholesale supplier in your quest for the right supplier, you should begin with the same strategy you would use in learning what kind of dealer you want to be. Start as a consumer just looking for some weed. If you put yourself out there meeting as many dealers as you can, you'll find out pretty quickly what things are like on the other end of the stick. You can learn just as much from dealing with a jerk as you can from someone you like. Anticipate a few months at the very least, and you need to have some money to spend. The idea is to expose yourself to as many dealers as possible to see how they do business. Buy small amounts of dope from whoever you can find. Use whatever resources you have at your disposal to find people, but be discreet. This exercise will tell you a lot about how you want to be treated, what turns you off, and what is important to you. For a detailed breakdown on what to look for, see Observing Dealer Practices. The icing on the cake is that you will also learn a lot about pricing and who your competition might be. Be the person they want to deal with. Be discreet and professional. The ideal client. When you tell them you'll arrive at 2 p.m., be there at 1:55 p.m. Pay them what they want. Be courteous and never, never haggle with them about price.